与习近平通话，谈及贸易、人权、新疆等问题。国务卿布林肯发表农历新年贺词。特朗普弹劾审判进入第三天。2月12号星期五，欢迎收看美国观察，我是卡拉。拜登总统表示，他与中国国家主席习近平在星期三进行了2个小时的谈话，向中国提出贸易、人权、新疆、香港以及台湾等问题。白宫在星期四针对拜习通话的内容作出解释，而对于拜登政府是否希望到中国投资的美国企业也能针对中国人权问题表态，白宫表示拜登总统已经做出榜样。此外，国安团队也正在评估美中贸易与现行的关税。详细情况请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
白宫在美国时间的2月10号星期三的晚上9点多呢，发出了一个通话记录，是这个美国总统拜登与中国国家主席习近平通了电话的通话记录。那么在这份记录当中呢，拜登总统先是透过习近平来祝贺中国人民农历新年快乐，之后呢，他就与习近平谈到了包括不公平的贸易行为、人权议题、新疆、香港、台湾，还有气候变化以及新冠病毒等等的议题。那么在星期四的时候呢，拜登总统在白宫的椭圆形办公室当中会见参议员还有美国的运输部长 Pete Buttigieg 的时候，他来特别讲到了他这个前天晚上跟习近平的谈话。我们来看一下拜登总统是怎么说的。
Last night I was on the phone for 2 straight hours with Xi Jinping.And you all know as well as I do, these folks, and it was a good conversation. I know him well. We spent a lot of time together over the years I was vice president. We don't get moving. They're going to eat our lunch. They have a major, major new initiatives on rail, and they already have rail that goes 225 miles an hour with ease. They're working very hard to do what I think we're going to have to do. And I think the automobile industry is already there, and so is labor. They're working very hard to try to move in a position where they end up being the source of a new way in which to power automobiles.
那么在2月11号星期四的白宫新闻简报会上，白宫发言人沙奇借由了拜登总统以及习近平的通话呢，来说明当前美国政府与中国的关系。我们看一下沙奇怎么说。
But I can outline for you kind of where we are in the status of our relationship and our efforts as it relates to China. The president wants to lead with a clear and compelling affirmative U.S. policy agenda.Take steps to strengthen our own economy. That's something that is a primary focus of his. That means getting the pandemic under control. That means taking steps here to get people back to work. He wants to work with our partners and allies, as you've seen from the readouts we've done from the president's engagement. He wants to take steps across government, as you saw from his visit to the Pentagon yesterday and the review he announced. And he also is committed to being clear and candid in his engagements, as he was last night in his conversation with President, his lengthy conversation, as you alluded to, with President Xi, where he talked about the fundamental concerns we have about Beijing's coercive and unfair economic practices. That obviously covers a range of issues, the crackdown in Hong Kong, human rights abuses across the country, increasingly assertive actions in the region, including toward Taiwan.
那拜登总统星期三早上在白宫是说到了取代我们 eat our lunch 这样的说法。那么在这个白宫新闻简报会上呢，白宫发言人沙奇也特别对此做出了解释。我们看一下沙奇今天怎么说。
I think it was a reflection on the fact that the president is clear-eyed about the challenge that we're facing. And that's the strategic competition with China. And that in order to get on our best footing in that competition, we need to take steps here at home, including making our own workforce more competitive, ensuring we are taking steps to protect our own technology.
那么针对呢，拜登总统是直接跟中国国家主席习近平谈到人权议题，那么是否也会希望美国企业也能够在中国的人权议题上做出表态？对此呢，白宫发言人沙奇也做出回应，我们来看一下。
The president's been outspoken, as he was on in his conversation with the president of China about American values. He also made a point of conveying to President Xi that overturning the Muslim ban was one of the first steps that he took as president. So he is leading by example. President of the United States, he's conveying what he feels our values are, and he conveys that to anyone he has conversations with, whether it's publicly or privately, to companies or to leaders of other countries.
那么至于特朗普政府已经实施的美中贸易政策，还有已经开征的这些关税呢，沙奇表示正在由美国的国安团队进行审核跟评估。那么他说呢，拜登政府的策略之一，对内需要加强美国本身经济实力，包括增强劳工素质，让美国能够处在一个坚强实力的立场上来竞争。而对外呢，则在拜登总统与欧洲盟友还有该区域盟友的谈话当中呢，拜登总统则把中国以及与中国的关系作为关键的讨论议题。那沙奇说呢，拜登政府现在并不急着要匆忙推出对中国的政策，要等到全部的全盘评估结束之后才会告诉大家。卡拉，
白宫的报道。拜登总统在上任三周之后才与中国领导人习近平进行第一次通话，有关专家对这一次通话的评价，请美国之音记者文浩来做详细的介绍。文浩。
是的，卡拉呢，美国之音采访的美中领域的专家是对拜登在就职这么长时间以后才与习近平对话有不同的理解。那有人认为这是透露出美中关系与过去相比又进一步的恶化，那也有人认为是因为美中关系比过去任何时候都更加重要，所以双方都对这次通话做了更长时间的准备。不过约翰霍普金斯大学的中国研究项目主任安德鲁莫沙是从美国的外交政策大框架来看待这个问题呢，那他认为这是符合拜登想要在国际舞台上先重新团结盟友的战略。
Biden's priority has been to reassure allies, traditional allies, that in fact the U.S. that they are used to doing business with is back following the interregnum of the Trump administration. And so the signal was very clear to interact with allies first.And then move on to some of the more kind of challenging partners and other actors in the world.
那我们来看到这次通话的内容本身呢，就像刚才我们的驻白宫记者黄洋溢所说的，那拜登在对话当中是直接谈到了香港和新疆的人权问题以及中国对台湾的威胁。那有人就发现这与拜登在担任副总统的时候的态度相比是更加强硬。那他在去年的竞选期间也是直接把中国对待新疆维吾尔人的方式就称作是种族灭绝。那几天前他也是直接评论中国领导人习近平，说他骨子里就没有民主。那莫沙教授是认为这显示了拜登很清楚他所面对的是一个已经与过去大不相同的中国。
China has become
除了对中国在人权和台湾问题上的批评呢，那拜登也是在通话当中表示了要在气候变化这样的问题上进行合作。那拜登在竞选的时候呢，就和以及他上任之后签署的一系列行政命令当中，都是把气候变化当作是他执政当中要面对的首要任务之一。那不过他的气候特使前国务卿克里也是此前明确表示，美国不会因为想要与中国在气候问题上合作就放松在其他领域对中国的施压。那人权观察的中国部研究员王亚秋是赞成这样的区别对待的方式。
我觉得就是不同的问题应该不同用，就是区别对待。如果就是在人权问在气候变暖上，你看气候变暖上应该怎么做怎么合作，在就是新疆问题上，就是要把各个问题来个区分的对待。
拜登政府以应对气候变化为工作重点之一呢。不过他也表示可以理解一些人对拜登会因为气候问题而在人权上对中国妥协的担忧。那以上就是事态的最新发展，卡拉。
好的，感谢文浩给我们带来的详细信息。美国国务卿布林肯星期四发表农历新年贺词，他在声明中说，在2月12日农历新年之际，祝愿世界各地的朋友们健康平安，吉祥如意。他还说，在数百万美国人庆祝农历新年之际，美国与朋友和盟国一道推进共同繁荣和价值观。国务院发言人普莱斯随后也通过推特加入了送祝福的行列。就在一天前，美国总统拜登和中国国家主席习近平进行了通话，这是自拜登在去年11月美国总统大选中获胜以来双方的首次通话。两位领导人互送祝福之外，还就美中关系和新冠疫情等议题交换了意见。星期四，国会参议院对前总统特朗普的第二次弹劾审判进入第三天，民主党继续攻击特朗普在国会骚乱事件中所扮演的角色，以及事发之后特朗普所发表的言论。下面我们连线美国之音记者李一华为我们介绍。一华，
好的，卡拉，这个针对前总统特朗普的弹劾审判呢，是进入了第三天。那么星期四在参议院进行的呢，是民主党指控方的这个马拉松式的陈述辩论。那么刚刚这个辩论的程序呢，已经在不久前已经结束。那么接下来呢，这个弹劾审判呢将会进入到星期五。那么由这个辩方，也就是特朗普的辩护律师来提出他们的陈词。那么继此前一天，这个民主党指控方是专注的攻击这个特朗普在国会骚乱发生骚乱之前所发表的言论之后呢，星期四呢，有九名这个民主党众议员所组成的弹劾经理人呢，星期四是继续呢，根据透过这个不同的这个视频片段，还有特朗普的这个演说和推文等内容，来指控特朗普总统参与了这场骚乱的这个煽动了这个骚乱的暴力行为。同时呢，这个民主党人甚至指控说，这个特朗普呢是预期着这样的事情会发生。同时呢，这个民主党人也试图的说服这个作为陪审员的100名的这个参议员，认为说特朗普在这起事件当中应该要承担责任。那么接下来我们先来看一段早前这个民主党指控方在稍早的这个弹劾审判当中的演说片段。
President Trump's lack of remorse and refusal to take accountability during the attack shows his state of mind. It shows that he intended the events of January 6th to happen, and when it did, he delighted in it. President Trump's lack of remorseand refusal to take accountability after the attack poses its own unique and continuing danger. It sends the message that it is acceptable to incite a violent insurrection to overthrow the will of the people, and that a president of the United States can do that and get away with it.
Even as the attack was underway, he tweeted words of support to his violent supporters, and then,In the aftermath on January 7th, President Trump made it clear this was only the beginning. In the aftermath of the attack, we saw a huge rise in threats from domestic violent extremists, including specific threats to the inauguration in D.C. and also to all 50 state capitals. Our intelligence agencies confirmed that in addition to these specific threats, President Trump's conduct emboldened the very same violent groups who initiated the attack and sparked new violent coalitions.
是的，多位的民主党人呢，则是对媒体的这个询问呢，做出了回应哦，认为说这个民主党人的这个所提供的这些素材，还有包括这视频，还有他们的陈述呢，都相当的震撼有力。不过呢，并没有说服共和党人这个他们认为这个特朗普必须要对此负有直接的责任。那么大多数的共和党议员仍然认为，这个直接行使暴力行为的人，才是对这起事件当中必须要负全责的人。除此之外， 外呢，就像刚刚所提到的，这个民主党指控方的这个他们的马拉松式的陈述辩论呢，在今天已经这个结束。那么接下来呢，则是轮到辩方，也就是特朗普总统的这个律师来进行他们的辩护，也是长达16个小时，为期大概至少2至16个小时，最多可以长达谈到2天的时间。那么最早预现在各界预计呢，这个有关这个审判的这个最终结果，这个弹劾的罪名是否成立的最终表决，有望在最快在下个星期来进行。以上是记者所掌握到的情况，时间交还给主持人卡拉。
好的，感谢易华的详细报道。随着前总统特朗普面临第二次弹劾审判的进行，共和党正在为未来而争斗。美国之音记者法拉报从中西部的伊利诺伊州发来报道说，因1月6日冲击美国国会大厦事件表态，要求其政党抛弃特朗普的一名共和党议员，目前正遭受强烈的回应。来看报道。
像雪莉·普雷斯科特这样的伊利诺伊州共和党人开始批评同党人士。
We are mad. We are furious. We will never vote for him again.
他们愤怒的焦点是国会众议员亚当·金金格。
The Republican Party has lost its way.
1月6号，在特朗普的支持者暴力冲击美国国会大厦以后，金金格投票支持弹劾前总统特朗普。并希望共和党抹去特朗普的政治烙印。
By poisonous conspiracies and lies, this is not the Republican road.
A congressman is, in our opinion, gone off the rails and said things that we don't agree with.
金金格选区的现共和党人士最近投票谴责他。
What he's been saying about our former president and his supporters and a lot of conservative Republicans is not okay.
但是当地共和党的意见并不统一。
Proud to be a Republican, I can't see anyone saying that right now. After what has happened, I can't see it. Who could be proud of this, of these people running around in red hats and being mean to other people for no reason?Other than they don't love Trump.
桑顿和史密斯的对立意见表明，在一个政党中，一条日益严重的断层线正在形成。数千万选民仍然非常忠于这位前总统，而其他许多人认为他是个有害的人物。桑顿现在是一个独立人士，他们投票决定让特朗普成为一个任期内两次受到弹劾的美国总统。
It did take courage.It did.
这可能会让政治生涯陷入危险。拉里·史密斯希望共和党人在下一次选举中换掉金金格。
Kinzinger has earned himself a primary.
This kind of schism over the loyalty to Trump, I think, creates the opportunity for potentially more primary challengers.
劳雷尔·哈布里奇扬表示，驱逐反特朗普的共和党人可能会降低该党对广大普通选民的吸引力。
It points to how members are more focused on.A small number of people in their constituency, their primary electorate, and even within that, this kind of ardent base, whose interests may not be the same as the rest of their constituents.
苏珊·桑顿欢迎金金格开展政党改革，但他说，再次将自己视为共和党人之前，还需要看到更多的变化。
As a leader, as their messenger, because his message is not acceptable to me. We'd have to get back to decency and respect.
特朗普的忠实追随者说，他们正计划在美国各地针对金金格等议员展开更多活动，并承诺以特朗普的形象通过一个个初选来重塑共和党。美国之音记者法拉报，伊利诺伊奥塔瓦报道。
美国国务院星期四谴责北京政府禁止英国广播公司 BBC 世界新闻台在中国境内落地。国务院说，中国限制媒体和平台在其境内自由运行，而北京的领导者却利用海外自由和公开的新闻环境散播假消息，这令人担忧。此外，美国国务院高级官员星期三和台湾驻美代表肖美琴会晤。国务院周四表示，民主的台湾是美国的重要经济和安全伙伴，美国致力于深化和台湾的关系。下面是美国之音长驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
在中国政府以损害中国国家利益为由禁止英国广播公司世界新闻台在中国境内落地之后，英国外相拉布在一个推文中说，中国在全球范围内对媒体和互联网自由实行了最严格的限制。 这个最新举措只会损害中国在世界范围内的声誉。此外，美国国务院发言人普莱斯星期四表示，新闻自由是一项重要的权利，美国谴责北京政府的这个举动。
We absolutely condemn the PRC's decision to ban BBC World News. The PRC maintains one of the most controlled, most oppressive, least free information spaces in the world. It's troubling that as the PRC restricts outlets and platforms from operating freely in China, Beijing's leaders use free and open media environments overseas to promote misinformation.We call on the PRC and other nations with authoritarian controls over their population to allow their full access to the internet and media. Media freedom, as we've said, is an important right, and it's key to ensuring an informed citizenry that can share their ideas freely amongst themselves and with their leaders.
So you're saying that the Chinese...
星期三，美国国务院亚太事务代理驻青金城与台湾驻美代表肖美琴会晤，双方就彼此关注的议题交换意见。这是拜登政府上任之后，国务院官员首次与台湾驻美代表会晤。国务院发言人普莱斯星期四表示，美国致力于和民主的台湾深化关系。
What I can say broadly is that we're committed to deepening ties with Taiwan, given that Taiwan is a leading democracy and a critical economic and security partner.
Okay. 美国总统拜登与中国领导人习近平星期三晚上在美国大选之后首次通话。普莱斯表示，拜登总统在上任之后先和美国的盟国和朋友通电话有一定的理由。美国和盟友密切协商对中国的政策。普莱斯还说，国务卿布林肯并未参与通话。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
数百名缅甸民众星期四聚集在仰光的中国大使馆前示威，谴责北京支持缅甸军政权。抗议民众的中英文标语牌上写着支持缅甸，不要支持独裁者。有抗议者对缅甸媒体表示，中国的官员似乎以某种方式支持军事政变。缅甸军政府二月四日封锁了缅甸民众的主要沟通渠道脸书等社交媒体平台。有报道说，中国近日派技术人员到缅甸帮助封锁网络。台湾中央社驻曼谷记者报道，网络上流传的照片显示，工作人员正在从班机上卸下好几箱货品。有缅甸人士质疑，那些是中国用来协助断网的技术设备和技术人员。路透社报道，中国驻缅甸使馆星期三晚上在脸书发文否认上述网络传言。美国总统拜登撤销了在美国与墨西哥边界的国家紧急状态，并停止把更多的联邦资金挪用于在边界一带建墙。拜登星期四致函众议院议长南希·佩洛西说，他终止了时任总统特朗普2019年宣布的紧急状态。拜登还下令不得再把更多的美国纳税人资金挪用于建造边界墙。前政府计划建造1192公里的边界墙，已经修筑了大约724公里。最高法院原定在本月听取本案，但在拜登政府的要求下取消了听证。3000多名在边界支援美国海关和边境保护局的美军官兵不会被立即调走。新冠疫苗在全美各地持续发放，公平的议题受到关注。加州与德州等地政府采取措施，为低收入和少数族裔社区进行疫苗接种。另一方面，密歇根州长称，如果国会不能尽快通过新一轮的联邦拨款，将影响到当地接种率及学校和商业的开放。
拜登总统周二在白宫会见了部分美国商界领袖，他在谈话中强调了他所倡导的美国营救计划对于拯救美国经济的重要性。
American people hurt because a lot of people are in real trouble. A lot of people going to bed at night staring at the ceiling wondering whether they're going to be in that apartment the next day, are they going to be evicted, are they going to keep their mortgage payment up, are they going to have any health insurance.
民主党人推出1.9万亿美元的纾困方案，以振兴疫情下的美国经济。共和党人认为，为个人年收入低于75,000美金、夫妻年收入低于150,000美金的群体发放全额1400美元纾困金的方案过于宽泛。由于民主党目前在参众两院仅占微弱多数，纾困方案能否顺利在国会通过面临挑战。
My Republican colleagues, I've been exchanging correspondence with them and telephone calls as well to see if there's any way we can follow up beyond where we are. I'm meeting with the members of the House and the Senate as well.
周二，参议院以超过半数的投票认定，弹劾前任总统特朗普符合美国宪法。弹劾案将进入下一阶段。参议院多数党领袖舒默表示，参议院将同时推进弹劾案和纾困法案。
We have to do everything we can to end this crisis. And even though the impeachment trial is an important and august responsibility, we are doing both. And that's what my colleagues here are doing. We are working with our House members. We are working with our committee members. We are working when we can with our Republican colleagues.
与此同时，白宫宣布将于下周开始增加新冠疫苗的供应量，同时确保分配的公平性。白宫新冠工作组的杰夫·齐恩斯说，联邦政府将在250个社区健康站发放100万剂疫苗。
Equity is core to our strategy to put this pandemic behind us. And equity means that we are reaching everyone, particularly those in underserved and rural communities, and those who have been hit hardest by this pandemic.
科罗拉多州是将在下周获得更多疫苗供应的州之一。州长加里德·波利斯也在讲话中强调了疫苗分发的重要性。
We need more visibility and transparency into the nursing home program, the direct pharmacy program, and now the community health program, so that we and local elected officials can also hold those providers accountable for administering every dose they get within a few days of when they get it.
美国之音新闻报道。
来自冷战时期前苏联的间谍工具将在美国的比佛利山庄进行拍卖。这些在苏联解体后被遗弃在东欧的复古物件由纽约克格勃博物馆收藏，但由于新冠疫情，博物馆在去年关闭。这一场拍卖将给人们一个近距离回顾冷战时期的机会。
A Marlboro cigarette pack that actually has a camera inside of it. We've got an ashtray that has a microphone hidden inside of it. We have a reproduction of an umbrella that was used to kill a Bulgarian author that had poison at the end of it. lot of these inventors were the pioneers of miniaturization. So, and we see that with the small cameras to the microphones to transmitters. That technology is what moved us into. Everybody now has a phone. Everybody now carries a camera. Everybody now has a microphone.
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。